UK. On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 4, US officials say Donald Trump isn't interested in talking to Elon Musk after the pair had a row on social media overnight.
This after White House officials indicated that there was a plan to set up a call between the two men so that they could declare some kind of detente in their row.
Our reporter Simon Marks is in Washington. The US president had threatened to cut the tech billionaire's government contracts after he criticized his tax and spending plans. The UK government says it's looking at the idea of introducing digital ID cards. The so-called Brit card would be on our smartphones. Ministers say it could be used to check on somebody's right to live and work in the UK. Regulators have joined forces to crack down on so-called finfluencers. They're trying to stop people posting dodgy financial products and advice on social media. The latest action could see more than 650 of these posts removed in the UK. And NatWest says it's working to fix an issue with its mobile banking app. Customers haven't been able to log in today. The bank is telling people to access their accounts online instead or pop into a branch.
Sport.
Former England captain David Beckham will be knighted in the King's Birthday Honours next week. He won 115 caps for his country, starting his career at Manchester United before playing for Real Madrid, LA Galaxy, AC Milan and Paris Saint-Germain. Wales boss Craig Bellamy claims preparations for tonight's World Cup qualifier with Liechtenstein have given him sleepless nights. They're attempting to maintain their unbeaten start to the campaign and go to top of Group J. And Newcastle have begun talks with Callum Wilson to extend his stay at the club. The England striker is out of contract this month, as is goalkeeper John Rudy.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Some showers moving in overnight, drier and clearer in the northeast with a low of 2 degrees. Unsettled tomorrow, scattered showers and some thunder in places, highs of 18. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Cinta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global. Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Thank you very much indeed. Dr. Cinta Templeton there with the news. Also, thanks to Izzy for a tremendous week of shows. Nobody does it better in the afternoons. That's a fact. Keep the tunes coming. Can we have I Am the Resurrection by Stone Roses, says Jess. Hi, Izzy. Off to watch James tonight in Halifax. Tracy in South Yorkshire. Hoping the rain holds off. Hope it does as well, Trace. Izzy, thanks for the game today. You nailed that one iron. Says Nomis in Hampton Little. And Izzy, today's show was as good as the Trump Musk meltdown, says Warren in New York. Thank you very much, Warren. Thank you very much, everyone, for all your lovely texts you send to Izzy every day of the week. Please ensure you keep them coming. She's inspiring. Ladies and gentlemen, this now is your Friday special 4 till 7 thing. Bang on 3 minutes past 4, 6th of June 2025. 6th of the 6th, the Devil's Day. Sorry, it will be at 6 o'clock. It's sort of the Devil's Hour. 666. Look at Cinta smiling. Look.
El Dia del Diablo.
Yeah, El Dia del Diablo, eh? Look at Cinta smiling like, now that's really made it her thing.
That's right.
Yeah, because it's evil.
She's at home now.
Yes. Because let me tell you, if today got dressed, it would wear black. Yeah?
Yeah.
It would look like a goth.
Sure.
Goth Friday. What does it say? Jubilee Club London. And it's got she's wearing a skull and crossbones. Definitely. Your face does the same thing. Pirates should have that on the flag. Arr. The flag is center. The Woodman Gavis here, Harry's here, Vinny's here. Most importantly, you're here. Here's what's happening in your first hour of the show. Just to say, we've got someone who's going to, well, someone will win, and I'll be giving you the details, a holiday in Vegas. There, I've said it.
Woo!
A holiday in Vegas. Here is my soul. Yeah, they're going to Vegas, baby. Vegas, baby, Vegas! Also, ladies and gentlemen, I was walking through the square today. Hilariously, there was these two northern lasses walking through the square.
Yeah.
And one of them said, and I won't tell you, they were just outside Leicester Square. They were going to a posh, and I'm doing rabbits. ears round
quote
that.
Marks, yeah.
Quote marks around that. She goes, we won't get in there, that's proper posh. And her mate's just gone, I'll leave it with me. And I've just heard her say to the guy at the door, table pour d'oeuvre, please.
No.
Yeah, table pour d'oeuvre, please. All I want to know, 83936, where do you know locally that's got airs and graces?
And you've got to posh up a bit.
Yeah, but also, who do you know that poshes it up a bit?
Yeah, especially on the phone or something.
83936, who poshes it up a bit and where?
Yeah.
All right? Maybe they've got that phone voice that completely changes. Might be they completely change around someone.
Certain people make them posh
up. But we're having
up,
we have posh up amnesty today. Posh up amnesty. Might be a location, might be a person, but they posh up for it. And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, third and foremost, this the Woodman has an 18th century New Englander shaking her thing in his heroic little slot. Shake that thing, everybody shake that thing. Sorry, you just got to love Shawnee Pyle. Do you know why? He brought some much-needed fun to the Jamaican music scene.
He certainly did.
He did, yeah. There's too much slackness.
There was.
No jeans, no trainers, no slackness, just Shawnee Pyle. Right, ladies and gentlemen, shake that thing. Everybody shake that thing. Here's the Future Heads, Hounds of Love. It's Friday, yeah? Relax back, I got this. We'll take it from here. It's time to...
Start your engine!
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 Thing.
Radio X.
When I was a child, running in the night, I was afraid of what might be. Hiding in the dark and hiding on the streets, the man of war was following me.
That's Blur, Coffee and TV. I do love that one at the start of the show after we've played. Obviously, we open with... obviously, we open with Hounds of Love, Futureheads.
Yeah.
And that comes in and just settles you down, because that's what I hope you're doing.
Sure.
Just not TV.
No.
But Coffee, you're just sitting there, and now the show begins. It's just a lovely little...
It is nice.
So it's not too powerful, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just right. Setting the scene for Friday, June the 6th, the Devil's Day. Yeah? The Devil's Day.
Mm.
Sunto is down at the canteen even as we speak. Yeah? Oh, the devil in disguise. Hey, while I'm doing bad Elvis impressions, do not forget, Vegas, baby, Vegas. Someone's going to win a holiday in Vegas.
Oh.
There, I've said it. Yeah? All week it's been Nice.
Nice.
Nice for someone.
Yeah.
But now it's going to be Vegas, baby, Vegas. That is on today. I just warn you, stop what you're doing for the next 3 hours, yeah?
Yeah.
You need to focus on this show, because there's loads coming your way. Hey, Suntz is back from the canteen. Open the door, please. Thank you, Harry. You all right, Suntz?
Yeah.
I hollered at Suntz in the street earlier. She was walking along. I saw I was having a bit of a meal in a Spanish place.
Mm.
And in an upmarket Spanish tapas bar.
Mm.
And Suntz went past. I went, "Hey, Suntz!"
You did the opposite of poshing up.
Yeah, I did the opposite. But while I was in this very upmarket restaurant, I heard these people, when I was coming in from saying hello to Suntu, who's off to Superdrug.
Mm.
Good detail.
Sorry, you're off to Superdrug. Unless it was something else.
No.
Unless you just think drugs are super.
No.
Okay, right. You're off
it's
to
a weird superhero, isn't it?
No, I said I was on some super drugs. Which isn't funny. But while I was outside, I heard some people about to go into the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But there were no others. And I heard, "We won't get in, it's proper posh." At which point, the girl with her says, "Oh, are you here with me?" And it's Spanish. And she goes, "Table pour deux, please."
You say pour favor?
No. Table pour deux.
Pour vous play?
Yeah, pour vous. Anyway, and they got in, it was no problem.
Brilliant.
But she completely changed her act.
Right.
Awesome.
And I was just wondering, who does that? That you know. My dad used to do it when he used to go for a pee in hotels.
Right.
And he used to do that thing where he'd reorientate his body's direction to make it look like he'd come from anywhere but from the street.
Right. Oh, I see. Yes, yeah. So he was coming around from the dining room or something.
Turn his body like he was just coming down the stairs or something. He'd sort of, and then he'd go, "I remember him saying, 'It's okay, I'm a resident.'"
A resident.
"It's okay, we're residents."
Which no one ever says.
No, but the people looked at me, the people at the reception were looking at him like, "We know you're not. It's quite a small hotel."
Yeah, there's only one front door.
"Oh, don't worry about it." It was like that size of hotel. My dad used to do it ridiculously. He used to change his voice, particularly when talking to the guy who was, I guess, the when we moved to this village.
Mm.
The 2IC at the local church, yeah?
Oh, yes.
So there's a vicar, and there's that guy who's the verger or whatever.
Yeah, he's like the sous chef.
Yeah, he's like the sous chef. He was in charge, and he was really posh.
Right.
And my dad used to completely change his voice when he spoke to him. "No, very good idea, Roger."
Right.
He used to change his voice ridiculously.
Good old posh.
"Don't use the house for Paris music."
Come
up to the house.
That sort of thing. Yeah.
Anyway, but... This guy used to think it was hilarious to give my dad readings to do in church. My dad wanted to. I think it's because you're planning on building an extension and he knew it started with the parish council.
Right.
Where it all starts. Yeah. So he's been quite licky.
Buttering them up a bit,
So the guy knew this.
Mm.
And he was. So my dad was acting posh and was doing all this stuff. But he. What he did was he used to give him readings. Once every 6 weeks, he had to do a reading. But I think he's one of the few people in the village who could read.
Yeah.
And. Leicestershire. And he... every time, it was a reading about fornication.
Was it?
Every single time, it was like a piece completely irrelevant from the Bible. It was a piece about the perils of fornication and temptation and...
Oh.
Yeah, lying with women in exchange for goats.
Right. Yeah, that's fantastic Bible stuff.
This is the reading we're doing this week.
Yeah. What?
That's what he got for being posh. Anyway, what about you, Suntz? Who would you... You think
kind of poshed up a bit. I can posh up a bit. Like when I met my other half Scottish family, I got very English.
In-laws sometimes, if they're a bit posh, you probably have to posh up a bit, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, I've lied so many times about this sort of stuff, just like about everywhere. Well, things like It's like where I've got my shoes.
Yeah. Right.
Normally I go to churches. You know, look at me like I'm really unconvinced. Gab, what else?
Well, on the text, we've got every Scottish person in any work or life admin-related interaction with English people over the phone.
Hello, Mr. Vaughan. How can I help you? Yeah, yeah, they absolutely do, don't they?
I'm after a bit of information.
Just waiting for the voice security to act. You think that, you know what they're thinking? What? Waiting for a voice tank to kick in. Just waiting for voice security systems to...
Commence.
Systems are a wee bit slow at the moment. You know they're thinking, I'm going to smash that up to you. I'm going to smash it up to you. How about this afternoon, TJ? I posh it up. I refuse to go into B&M's with the wife in case I'm spotted, says Mark.
Oh, Mark.
Do you know something? I really get that. I really, that place is, poor man.
It's a lot of fun.
No, you suddenly just feel like trash when you go there. And I like it. This is Blossoms.
Maybe that's why I'm distant. Self-reflection, some things to contemplate. My confidence is fading. I think I've lost my power. You look better than ever. I could watch you for hours. Couple I have seen, they laughed and drank champagne at 8:30 in the morning, and it made me feel quite sick. Could not be genuine, and just like that, I am myself again. I found my fragility.
I've been a band called that. I know it's quite childish, but I did glance up and I was glasses are a bit smeary, and I suddenly thought it's a really funny name. Mm. Bosoms with the Honeymoon. Right, I'll move on. Beating Patel. Friday, June the 6th, ladies and gentlemen. Although Bosoms is poshing it up a bit.
Of course it is.
I thought I could actually sort of see her, and you know that they're forming, they're already going, you can see it. Bosoms. We're looking at people poshing it up. You're outing people who definitely do posh it up. George in Manchester, I posh it up when I go to Stoke. I don't actually do anything. Mm. It's just in Stoke, every outsider is posh. So true. We had a winner yesterday from Stoke. You could just tell he was poshing up for
do you
us.
Think?
Yeah, definitely. He wanted just to smash everything up. You could tell.
Mm-hmm.
You could just tell. You know people from that bit, the country. That's why so many of the SAS come from there.
Sure.
Oh, all from Staffordshire. Loads of them are. You're absolutely right. Thank you for that. Well-disciplined. Sons, what do you got?
Gaz of Dereham says, my mate Sam poshes it up.
This is so
posh
good.
Is it up around his missus. She has no idea he's a proper wrong'un.
Yes.
He's thrown his mate right.
Wow, he really has, hasn't he?
That's so funny.
Who is that again? That's Sam.
Sam. Friend of Gaz.
Sam.
Endearing.
Friend of Gaz.
Yeah.
Sam, mate of Gaz, is a wrong'un. What have you got there? Gav.
No name in it. It just says, my mum would F and Jeff all the time until the phone rang, and then for some weird reason, the Queen suddenly appeared. Nice. 4973.
Good evening.
My dad still doesn't.
Does he?
The phone.
Yeah, he says the number.
5471. I'm thinking, it was relevant years ago, but now there's a working great number before it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
My mum does the opposite when she visits a local builder's yard.
Yeah.
Not to be charged the posh price.
Oh,
instead, she dresses down like some sort of down-and-out farmer's woman in her worst gardening gear.
Yeah.
The cornerstone she wanted, not £2, instead, one fine English pound.
Oh, very nice.
No more examples of that, please. Mm. No more examples.
You want washing up only.
No, I've used it to highlight of what not to do.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for that. Keep coming in. 83936. 83936. We want cases like Simon in Littlehampton, whose mum isn't particularly common.
Mm. It's nice to say.
That's
isn't
how
it?
He started his text.
Yeah.
My mum isn't particularly common. But whenever she answers the phone, she suddenly goes full on British Airways.
Right. Oh,
gosh.
Yeah.
We'd always say afterwards, you sound weird, mum. 83936, please. It's Posh Up Amnesty. Coming up on Radio X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing. Radio
X. Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to straighten your hair, finish that work thing, or delete all photos of your ex. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average. Domino! Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
Hey, love. Just spoke to Zara from St. James's Place.
Your financial advisor?
Yeah, we've made a plan. Retire early, travel more. Peru first.
Ooh, ¿cómo estás?
Bless you. And Zara's plan means I can help more with your house deposit.
Thanks again, Dad.
Planning for the future calls for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes, oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp, you've come so far.
Righty here. I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go, and it's smooth. 5 long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex this that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
Wren, we design kitchens to your budget, not ours. With up to 60% off fully built kitchen units and up to 7 years interest-free credit. Plus, with our summer savings, you can get a Neff dishwasher for just £149. The Great Renovation. Visit your nearest Wren showroom. Offers apply when you buy 5 or more units. Dishwasher offer ends the 18th of June. 1 per customer. Finance subject to status and minimum spend.
Right now at Matalan, get 20% off menswear and homeware. And yes, that includes luggage. That's the home, him and holiday plans sorted. Shop in store today or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
At Morrison's, for this week's fresh weekly specials, save a third on our cod loin. Now £16 per kilo. We'll save you the trouble of battling treacherous seas, howling winds and driving rain, so you can have the perfect golden battered cod for dinner. Fresh from Market Street. Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online and Morrison's Daily. Was £24 per kilo. Ends 8th of June.
Radio X. Kick Clock-off with the Chris Moyles Show. Tomorrow morning from 8.
Hi, Johnny Vaughan. Happy Friday. Chris Moyles here. Now, listen. Right now, I am sat at home listening to your show whilst getting ready to go and see one of Radio X's biggest artists. So I'll see you later at that Robbie Williams gig. And then tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, I'll tell you all about it because I'm on the radio when you wake up.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Right, that's it. Come on, lights out. You've got a test tomorrow.
Just 2 minutes. I'm about to reach the next level.
It's going off now.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's see. Where's the app? Oh, here it is. Ha.
What? How?
Oh, no. You're out. Better luck next time.
Mom!
It's game over for late nights on school nights. EE Wi-Fi controls help you get them off the Wi-Fi and into bed. More parents are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Said you're mistaken if you're thinking that I haven't been caught cold before. As you bit into your strawberry lace, then offered your attention in the form of a gobstopper. It's all you had left and it was going to waste. Your pastimes consisted of the strange and twisted and deranged, and I loved that little game you had called crying lightning, and how you like to aggravate the ice cream man on rainy afternoons. The next time that I caught my own reflection, it was on its way to meet you. Thinking of excuses to postpone, you never looked like yourself from the side, but your profile could not. Little game you had called.
That's not from that album that was out exactly 20 years ago. No, it's not. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. No, that's from Suck It and See. No, that was out. That's
from Humbug.
I know, but there is an anniversary.
Suck It and See came out on this day.
On this day.
2011.
Yes! Boom! room. I knew that was an elephant. Sorry. Do follow Radio X at Radio X on Insta, because you just get incredible little nuggets like that every day that force you to look things up and listen to things
and
again.
And revisit albums.
Exactly right, Dr. Sunder Templeton. This is Friday with you, 4 till 7. Thang. And we're looking at people poshing it up. We've got a posh it up amnesty after I saw these two northern lasses going into an upmarket Spanish eatery. And one of them said, "We won't get in here, it's proper posh." And the other one says, "Oh, you went with me." And she walked up to the guy there, the man, she just went, "Table pour deux, please." It was fantastic, yeah. They got a table, so there we go, it worked. Because it wasn't that posh a place. Afternoon, TJ and the team. Viva Last Friday and all that. Hey, that's really good.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
Hey, that's good, that.
That's good.
Oh, that's good, Kelly. This is Kelly and Bucks, Kelly Welsh. I've got a friend, Paul, who tried to posh it up once on a couple's weekend away, where he desperately wanted to buy this expensive, fancy linen jacket.
Yeah.
It was a few hundred quid.
Yeah.
Totally unnecessary, and rightfully his wife told him no.
Yeah.
It's become a standing joke about Paul wanting this posh, silly jacket. Cut forward a few years, and I bought him a linen jacket for his birthday from the middle aisle of Lidl.
Oh,
best gift ever, man. Says Kelly and both. That's pretty. What I love about that is he's got that jacket that's now that story.
Yeah.
It's like Paul with his linen jacket.
Yeah.
What you got, Gav?
Jake says, "Johnny, my dad was a master at poshing up on the phone when he ran his own business. He'd stand there in jeans with holes in the knees and a jumper caked in years of plaster and paint and a head full of white hair like he'd used himself like a paintbrush. But on the phone, 'Oh, yes, of course, Mrs. Dawson. We should be there promptly at 8 a.m. on Monday morning.'
Yeah.
Like he was talking to someone in a Jane Austen novel."
My dad, answering the phone, he'd just be in the kitchen going, "You come straight through to our marketing department." What you got, Suns?
Liz in Stockport says, "My husband poshes it up when he's at work. He's an airline pilot. He goes from Manc to Queen's English over the PA." You have to, though, don't you,
yes,
an airline pilot? That's the voice you've got to do.
We're probably be leaving in about 10 minutes.
Right. We've got a slight delay there. Weather Tower will be checking off shortly, but meantime, that's one of the lasses up front for a brew.
Yeah, otherwise, mind your own business. Yeah,
otherwise, but suddenly goes, "Well, there seems to be a slight delay. Karen or any of the team will look after you." I posh it up, as my two boys are called Toby and Theo.
Yeah.
If we go somewhere fancy like Marlowe or Henley, they suddenly become Theodore and Tobias. says Melissa. Absolute beauty. Thank you for that text. Suds.
Hi, Johnny and team. I often switch into middle-class mummy mode when I'm yelling at my three-year-old to tell him off, as though he will be more reactive than to my usual northern Wigan accent.
Well, it is commanding.
That's from Adele.
It'll get a child's attention. Yeah, yeah.
There was an explorer. He went to Eton, and he reached the source of the Amazon, and all his team via one, by that time, had all gone back because they hated him.
Oh, really?
He was so pompous. But they were going amongst tribes that had never seen anyone before.
Right.
And and what they were surprised about, despite the limited baggage allowance, he managed to pull out a pinstripe suit when they got, for the photograph, he pulled out a pinstripe suit from his rucksack, yeah? It's in the 30s or 50s. But he said, his quote was, when he died, I remember reading his obituary, he said, "There is not a people on this earth, however remote, that do not understand English when spoken in a loud, confident voice." I think he's going to try to go, "Now listen here.
Oh my goodness.
Where is the water?" All right, joining the gang. Our neighbour bags her Aldi shop into Waitrose shopping bags.
Oh,
that's genius.
So she looks posher when she unloads the Merc. I've seen her multiple times in Aldi when doing the big shop herself. That's from Taylor, the Tamworth Sparky. Please keep them coming in. 83936. Not always poshing it up. My dad will put on the same accent as whoever he's speaking to. He has an array of British accents and a generic foreign one rather than his mag one. 83936.
Find yourself a girl and settle down. Live a simple life in a quiet town. Your friends have shown a kink in the single life.
£1,000 box. Radio X.
Chris Moyles has brought back the box sitting in front of me right now. There's £25,000 nestled inside that box, waiting for you to claim it. £25,000 just there, waiting for your mitts. Well, get your mitts out for Chris, because there's only one way open. One way to open this box, by guessing the correct Radio X artiste. On Monday, John guessed Skunk and Nancy. On Tuesday, James guessed Nothing But Thieves. On Wednesday, Luke guessed Musy. Yesterday, John guessed the Stereophonics. This morning, Ian guessed Oasis. I thought someone would just blaze in with that. Too obvious.
Yeah, sure.
Is it Oasis, Chris? It is! Imagine. We've gone for something so obvious!
Yeah.
So we know it's none of those. It's not Skunk and Nancy. It's not Nothing But Thieves. It's not Muse. That's actually presented, as I said a couple of days ago, yesterday, that has prevented a bit of joy around that name.
Right.
It wouldn't have sat right for someone to go Muse and then suddenly there'd be loads of cheering. I'm kidding. It's just Gav doesn't like them. I love them. I can't wait till I can get to see them again.
Yeah.
I think they're brilliant.
Yeah.
Yesterday, John guessed Stereophonics, like I said, Oasis, all incorrect. Do you want to play on Monday and try for 25,000? Answer this question for your chance to play and to win £1,000 just for getting in. 25 years ago, which popular animated Pixar movie was released featuring a cowboy and a space ranger? God, was that 25 years ago? Wow. Text box and your answer, 83936. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You must be available to answer your phone with the lines closed 8 a.m. on Monday morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full T's and C's and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Get into it. Get involved.
Radio X.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, the Woodman Gaff has a hero. Stay with us.
Johnny Bourne's 4 till 7 fan.
Father's Day's coming, Moonpigs, so show off your novelty stickers, Dad's favourite photos, handwritten messages and unique designs. For the UK's most personalised Father's Day card, nothing beats a
Moonpig.com.
Use code DAD20 to get 20% off cards. To verify, see www.moonpig.com/personalised.
At Iceland and the Food Warehouse, 10 for 10 is back on all your frozen favourites. From Chicago Town deep dish pizzas to Bear's Eye crispy chicken dippers, Young's Chip Shop Fish Fillets, McCain Quick Chips, and so much more. With savings up to £15 with this incredible deal, you won't want to miss out. So head to your nearest store. That's why we go to Iceland. Ends the 2nd of July, subject to availability. Details apply. See Iceland.co.uk/terms.
How often does your dad think about the Roman Empire? Monthly? Weekly? Daily? The chances are it's more often than you think. Is it the marching, the clashing swords, the practical sandals, or maybe it's the drama? If your dad loves a bit of all things Roman, then best-selling author Con Iggulden's new novel, Tyrant, about Nero, the most feared emperor of all, makes the perfect Father's Day gift. That's Tyrant by Con Iggulden. For the old Roman in your life.
Right now at Matalan, get 20% off menswear and homeware. And yes, that includes luggage. That's the home, him, and holiday plans sorted. Shop in store today or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
Warning, Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to put the kids to bed, stack the dishwasher, or find inner peace. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
Really? Come on, let's go.
Hear that? That's the sound of my customers leaving.
When your broadband doesn't work, neither does your business.
Will Sky Business keep me up and running, no matter what?
With 4G backup and our Stay Connected guarantee, better believe it. Let our dedicated Sky Business team handle your switch today.
That's more like it.
Subject to availability. For T's and C's, visit skybusiness.com.
Turnstile, live in London, with Alex G, Knocked Loose, Danny Brown, Sunny Day Real Estate, and many more. Friday the 13th of June, at Outbreak Festival in London's Victoria Park. Don't miss Turnstile's only UK headline show this year. Tickets on sale now at outbreak-fest.co.uk.
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
Discussing what really matters.
Have you ever eaten anything in your sleep?
Getting the nation talking.
Who would you like to make you an omelette?
Asking the questions that others are scared to ask.
What does your town smell of?
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
Sunday morning from 8.
With B&Q. Whatever your style or space, they've got a bathroom for you.
Radio X.
Was that Kasabian Club Foot? Oh, I think your blooming was. Do you know what? A friend of mine used to, he was really posh. I think he got it from his dad. He always used to use that as his go-to, it's about as much use.
Right.
Or if he was not enjoying it.
Yeah.
It was always his unit of I'd rather was always, frankly, going to that restaurant again, I'd rather have a Club Foot. Was always his go-to.
That was his
He's
line.
Really posh. Yeah, sorry if that's offended anyone, but it's just, I don't know if we're allowed to just tell stories anymore. I guess I just did, so there we go. If I offended anyone, I'm sorry. But I'd rather have a Club Foot than face charge. Oh, sorry, I've done it again. I apologise. Gav, let's have a hero. Every single day of the week, Gav would rather have a... No. Every single day of the week... Gav, when you're listening to Muse, do you ever think to yourself, I'd rather have a... No. So, Gav.
Yes.
You got a hero today.
I
and
do.
It really intrigued me because you promised an 18th century New Englander shaking her thing.
Yes.
In your heroic little slot. I'm thinking, well, there's no way this can be music if there's a New Englander.
No, it's not music.
And shaking her thing, I was thinking, no one in the 1700s did that. So now you've got me intrigued, Woody.
Well, unless, of course, Johnny, you were a shaker.
Oh!
So the hero today, Johnny, is Tabitha Babbitt.
Right.
Now, she invented something, but she also obviously owns one of the funnest names to say ever.
What? Tabitha Babbitt.
Tabitha Babbitt.
Yes.
A bit like that footballer, Rakitic.
Yes.
It's so satisfying.
Fun enough, when my daughter was small, and she had a... We used to call Tabitha Rabbit.
Yeah, oh, did you?
I've never heard of Tabitha Babbitt.
There you go. Yeah. So, she lived from 1779 to 1853. She was born in Hardwick, Massachusetts, to parents Seth and Elizabeth Babbitt. They were Shakers. And movers.
Sorry, it's still
they,
funny. It's
they
still
were movers funny, and shakers in the Shaker, Harvard Shaker Community District.
Yes.
And they had strong... Well, the Shakers were obviously a Christian group. They had strong egalitarian and communal principles. And they would all work hard to improve things like craftsmanship and agriculture and techniques. So Tabitha's big contribution was and still is a very big deal. She was watching the two men in the saw pit at the sawmill, Johnny.
Yes.
And she noticed how, I don't know how, if you know how it works.
But they love their woodworking, don't they?
They've got this
specially designed house so that the workshops are at the bottom and weirdly everything gets passed to the top.
Right.
Where there's the common room up
right.
there.
Right, yeah,
really strange.
Amazing. So she watched the two men in the saw pit. So you have one guy above the pit and one guy in the pit.
And do you know what he's called?
Top dog?
An underdog.
Yeah. That's right.
He's
and the idea,
underdog,
yeah,
yeah.
And the idea, they had this long ripsaw and they would pull it down and then, you know, pull it back and put it down. And she was thinking, hold on, they're only cutting with 50% of the effort because it only cuts on the downstroke. And she was thinking, that's a waste of effort.
Oh, right, okay.
We need something that'll cut all the time. And so what she thought
was... The double-edged sword?
No.
Okay.
What she thought was...
Go on.
Maybe a round disc with teeth on it. And she invented the circular saw blade.
You're kidding.
And you know how she tested it?
Oh.
She had a spinning wheel with pedals.
Oh, man.
And she created a tin disc and cut teeth into it and practiced it on a piece of wood. And lo and behold, it was 90% efficient.
That's
obviously
genius.
She did that. She made the prototype and she did not patent it. Do you know why?
Wow.
Because for them, they were just, it was for everyone. And all the sawmills started using circular blades after that. She didn't make any money out of it. She also invented a more efficient spinning wheel and a new method for making false teeth. She was never honored or recognized as an inventor because the National Inventors Hall of Fame requires a patent to even let you in. But she was recognized by them in 2015. And she invented the circular saw blade.
How about
which
that?
Still exists.
But
today.
Also, what? Goes up, must come down.
Spinning wheel.
Spinning wheel.
Oh, it's a great tune.
Round and round.
It's
and
a
who
great
does
tune.
The best version?
Oh, go on. Who is
easily
it?
Sammy Davis Jr. It's in that film.
Oh, is it? A really
that
good version?
That really funky one with like the serious Hammond in it. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. What goes up?
So the idea of her making money of it was against her religion, literally.
Yes.
So they just let everyone have
the
idea.
Okay, Tabitha Babbitt.
Tabitha Babbitt.
It's
Tabitha
great
Babbitt.
To say. It's a great invention. We love your unselfishness. Mm. You are our inspiring Friday hero. If you think Tabitha Babbitt sounds like a bloomin' legend, do check Galvanise's brand new podcast, Bloomin' Legends. It's an expansion of his heroic little slot. Every single episode is like a 45, 40-minute exploration of an absolute blooming legend from history. It's history like you want it. It'll blow your mind. It goes back. It's recent. It's in the middle. It's ace, as indeed is this. Brand new from Pulp, Spike Island.
Something stopped me, dead in my tracks. I was headed for disaster, and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger. Can you guess who won? The universe shrugged. Then moved on. It's a guess. No idea. It's a feeling. Not a voice in my head. Just a feeling. And by the way, I'm
showman ashamed I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design. I was playing to type until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. It's a calling. I exist to do this, shouting and pointing. And by the way, ever understand it, and no one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. So swivel. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head, just a feeling.
My God, and sorry to delve it in Nottingham, I apologise. They've got a tour starting in 2 days. I've been to two of the warm-up gigs, just in very exclusive private clubs. I'll tell you what, they are looking so good. You're right, Jeff! But they're looking amazing, they really are. It's going to be... It's incredible, isn't it, that they've just been going so long. They took such a long pause, but didn't split up. They just all... Or even talk to each other. They just accepted the fact Jarvis had got writer's block.
Right.
He can write again. They're back on tour again. They didn't want to just keep trotting out the old songs and fade away. And that's why they can come back at that level. There's so much to be said for that, them, and that new tune, which I absolutely love, despite the fact it is a little bit similar to Mr. Know-It-All by Stevie Wonder, which I'm starting to sound like by doing this.
Also, ladies, the new album's out today.
Yeah, I was just going to get to that.
Sorry.
Since, yeah?
Cool, more.
I like that Johnny. He's great, but that Sunta, she's all right. Clever clogs. What, spouting off about all what's going on in the world in sport
just
today.
Just keeping you abreast of what's
and
happening.
On the weather front, the north will see scattered showers. Right, know it all. She is right. Clever clogs. In Namibia today, you know, she knows it all.
Yeah.
We're looking at some of your poshing up. What you seen there, Gav? We're doing posh ups.
I went to a party, says Jim in Manchester, with a mate that went to private school. I started at the party by upping the working class accent to show I wasn't one of them. Within half an hour, I was replying, yeah, yeah.
Definitely, yeah. That's Jim in Manchester, James in Didsbury, for posh listeners. And please, when you do send in these texts, do that. Put the posh locale.
Version of it. Yeah.
Well, just, you know, the part you'd like to live in, the posh local. Ladies and gentlemen, old Clever Clogs is up next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 fan.
Your bathroom is a venue where you sound most like a rock star. But if it's seen better days, it's time to speak to B&Q. With on-trend features, quality materials and thoughtful designs, their latest collections make creating your own beautiful bathroom a breeze. From sinks to showers, paint to tiles and lighting to flooring. You could win £1,000 to spend on shaping your own iconic bathroom with B&Q. Find out more and enter now at radiox.co.uk.
What do you give the dad who has everything? Something from Aldi. Where else? Which cheapest supermarket 2024? How about a juicy rump steak to say, well done, Dad? A bottle of Highland Earl blended Scotch whiskey? Or a spicy, specially selected golden rum, maybe? Aldi, you'd have to go much farther for better Father's Day value.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Graham, are you on Giffgaff or something?
Yeah, they just gave me 50 gigs of data for only £12 a month.
Is that why you're up a tree whistling like a blue tit?
Yeah, it just felt right.
Okay.
Now get a massive 50 gigs of data for only £12 a month from Giffgaff. 18-month commitment required. Terms and data roaming restrictions apply. See giffgaff.com/terms.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less, do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, officials at the White House say Donald Trump has no interest in speaking to Elon Musk. They had a big argument on social media last night. It was thought they were going to have a phone call this afternoon, but so far that's not happened. Hundreds of posts by so-called finfluencers could be taken down. Regulators are trying to stop people posting dodgy financial advice on social media. Here's our reporter, Will Chalk.
If someone's giving out money advice on social media, they're not necessarily breaking the law, but financial authorities say some influencers are by promoting products they're not authorized to. The advice from experts is if someone's pushing you to invest in a certain